poll, Hamada leads Masters by 23 in GOP primary for Arizona's 8th Congressional District. By Nick Gilbertson on December 22, 2023. Republican Abe Hamada leads the way in the GOP primary for Arizona's 8th congressional race with a double-digit lead over his top opponent, Blake Masters, according to an internal poll from Hamada's campaign. The poll, conducted by National Public Affairs and first obtained by Politico, shows Hamada, who has the coveted endorsements of former President Donald Trump and U.S. Senate candidate Carrie Lake, with 37% of support in a five-way race. This level of support came on the first of two ballots in the poll before the polling outfit informed likely GOP primary voters about his endorsements. Masters, a venture capitalist and the 2022 Republican nominee for U.S. Senate in Arizona, sits 23 points behind Hamada with 14%. From there, Arizona State House Speaker Ben Thoma, R27, takes 7%, former U.S. Representative Trent Franks, R. Oz, garners 6%. And State Senator Anthony Kern, R27, sits at 3%. Another 34 were undecided. Respondents were then asked how much more likely they were to back Hamada after being informed of his endorsements from Trump and Lake. The majority of 58% of respondents said Trump's support made them more likely to back Hamada, including 38% who were much more likely and 20% who said they were somewhat more likely to support Hamada, Arizona's 2022 Republican nominee for Attorney General. The endorsement does not have a positive or negative impact on 20% of respondents, while 19% say it makes them, to varying degrees, less likely to vote for him. Similarly, 56%, to different degrees, said Lake's backing makes them more inclined to vote for Hamada, while 22% said it makes them less likely to get behind him. It does not have an effect on 1 in 5 voters. The poll participants were again asked who they supported in the race after learning about the endorsements, and Hamada surged while Masters's backing dwindled. Hamada earned 45% of the response on the second ballot, while Masters slipped to 10%. Thoma and Franks tied at 7%, and Kern came in last with 2%. The share of undecided voters dropped to 30%. Watch, putting woke corporations on notice, Oz AG candidate Hamada says lawsuits coming to those sabotaging 2A. Moreover, the survey found that if Masters exited the race, Hamada would take a majority with 53%, with the remaining candidates polling in single digits. Hamada announced his candidacy for the seat within hours of Representative Debbie Lesko, R. Oz, announcing her forthcoming retirement at the end of her term. In the short time span between the two announcements, Lake made it known she hoped Hamada would launch a bid for the seat and soon endorsed him after his candidacy materialized. Masters launched his bid less than 2 weeks after Lesko's announcement. What makes this race so interesting is the history between Hamada, Masters, and Lake, who were all backed by Trump in the 2022 midterms and essentially ran as a ticket together in the general election, with Lake atop the ballot as the gubernatorial nominee. All three lost their respective races, with Lake and Hamada suffering extremely narrow losses, within 1 percentage point, while Masters was bested by Senator Mark Kelly, Diaz, by nearly 5 points after the Senate Leadership Fund pulled millions in advertising in the home stretch of the race. Now, two of the candidates are waging battle with one another in Arizona's 8th congressional district. The poll sampled 418 likely GOP primary voters in the district from December 16 to 17, and the margin of error is plus or minus 4.8 percentage points.